State lawmakers are proposing incentives to get more teachers in classrooms. Talk of a merger involving an Oklahoma City oil and gas company, and the Bricktown Canal will be dry for a few weeks. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, January 16th. I'm Deborah Ashar. Oklahoma Senate education leaders are promising new policies to recruit and retain teachers. State Impact's Beth Wallace reports on what was previewed Thursday ahead of the upcoming legislative session.
One measure would expand the state's 6 weeks of paid teacher maternity leave to include fathers. Senate Education Committee Chair Adam Pugh, who is running for state superintendent, also proposes an additional 5% stipend for qualified special education teachers and a $2,500 overall teacher pay raise. But in a flat budget year, it may be a hard sell.
We've got some identified funding sources, which, you know, I'm going to allow the appropriations team over the next few weeks to talk about with all of you as we begin to socialize our actual plan for where the money is going to come from.
Another proposition is a teacher retention tax credit, which teachers could claim at the beginning of their eighth consecutive year. To keep it, they must remain in the district for the following 3 years. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.
Oklahoma City's Devon Energy could be headed for a merger. State Impact's Chloe Bennett-Steele has more.
Reuters reports the oil and gas company is in a conversation with Houston-based Coterra Energy about a potential combination. Sources who spoke to the news outlet say the transaction is not certain and could still fall through. The companies have operations spanning multiple states, and both are present in western Oklahoma's Anadarko Basin. Coterra also has an office in Tulsa. Reports say although talks are in the early stages, a merger between the two oil and gas companies could be among the largest the U.S. has seen in recent years. State Impact reached out to Devon and Coterra for comment, but did not immediately hear back. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett-Steele.
Oklahoma City's Bricktown Canal is set to undergo a cleaning. City workers plan to drain, clean, and refill the mile-long canal. The work is scheduled to begin Tuesday and could take nearly a month. The city says teams will use small tractors, fire hoses, and other equipment to remove silt and debris. Any live fish will be transported to the Oklahoma River. The canal was last cleaned in January 2020. Two structures in the Oklahoma City Metro are now on the National Register of Historic Places. We get details from Miranda Martinez.
The Span House, located east of Norman, is an example of mid-century modern design in Oklahoma. Robert L. Thomas designed the building in white patterned walls, which were completed in 1960. Thomas studied under Bruce Goff, who has a deep catalog of Oklahoma sites. The other addition is the National Foundation Life Center, known as Landmark Towers in Oklahoma City. The complex consists of three buildings dedicated to office space. After increases in vacancy, some space in the complex may be converted into apartments. The State Historic Preservation Office of the Oklahoma Historical Society identifies, determines, and nominates properties for federal designation. I'm Miranda Martinez.
Find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org. And one note, the next episode of the KGOU PM News Briefs will be Tuesday, January 20th. I'm Deborah Shar.
How does AI even work? Where does creativity come from? What's the secret to living longer? TED Radio Hour explores the biggest questions with some of the world's greatest thinkers. They will surprise, challenge, and even change you. Listen to NPR's TED Radio Hour wherever you get your podcasts.